The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Bargate, Florida. I am joined here this morning on a kind of overcast day in Boca Raton. And with me is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a very pleasant evening. Did you get any rain up in your area?
Well, this is August. We are in South Florida. There are hurricanes and tropical depressions and all kinds of named and unclassified storms making their way across the Atlantic. So, yes, I got rain.
Well, the nice thing about the rain, it's good for the ground, and it also cools the weather a little bit, which is very, very nice, very pleasant. Brings it the way down into the 70s, where we're experiencing 90 degrees and higher during the course of the day. So it's a normal, hot, steamy, toasty summertime in South Florida, for sure.
That's the truth.
Now, the purpose of our radio show that we do every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11, is to try to give people a broad spectrum of knowledge as to how they can improve their health. And we don't try and overpower them with a lot of technical information. We try and keep it as simple as possible so that the average layman listening to the show doesn't need a 4-year college degree or an 8-year medical degree to understand everything we're speaking about. And we're very pleased to do that. It makes it a whole lot easier when you come into the store in Margate and say, I need a good multivitamin, or I need a good fish oil, or I need a good vitamin D. Whatever it is you're looking for, we make it easy for you to make a selection and help you understand what the product is used for. And that's the purpose of the show. If we're talking nutritional supplementation, we're going to help you find the best particular product for your health challenge or how to improve your health. And over the course of the next several months, we're going to have a lot of different guests that will appear on the show, some of which may not be talking about supplements. They'll be talking about different things that go on in your life. And these different things affect how you feel and how you react. And one of the issues is coming up on this Friday show, which is my son-in-law, one of my sons-in-law, and that's Kobe Reback. And he's going to be talking about a subject that many people may not be aware of, but you will be aware of it when we finish the show. And I think it's wise for you to tune in because it could affect you and it could affect your health in other ways. So that's going to be on Friday from 10 to 11. And I know that we've already set up many different appointments from some of the major companies in our industry that will be joining us talking about some of the prestigious formulas that those companies have brought to marketplace. And we're going to do it in a way that you can understand, you can digest, and apply to your particular health challenge. And I thank Janet for making it clear and simple when she makes her points discussing some of the condition-specific areas that we're going to be dealing with over the course of time. And I know one of the points is longevity. And I think everybody that listens to this show, because I believe most people that do listen to the show are probably over the age of 40, really looks forward to the years where they can accomplish a great deal in life with less stress, easier lifestyle, and still be able to enjoy a long, healthy life by living into their 90s, 100s, 110s. And it's easily done if you take care of yourself. So our purpose is bringing to you the best information to help you do that. During the before we started the show, you were talking about a shark.
Yes.
And I know over the years, remember Bill Lane?
I do. That was what made the article that I came across very interesting, knowing what he worked with.
All right, so let me turn it over to you, and you could share with our listening audience some of those interesting facts about sharks.
Very interesting information. You bring up Bill Lane and the idea that shark cartilage is a beneficial substance to be using for an anti-cancer purpose. And the way that it worked was preventing the abnormal formation of blood vessels, anti-angiogenesis. And one of the reasons that Bill Lane and Lane Labs did all of their research on the sharks was they determined that sharks don't get cancer. And in general, sharks are very healthy animals. And so the article that I came across was very interesting. It was a female Greenland shark was 392 years old. So the shark's anti-aging secret is a mystery, but it has to do, they believe that the frigid habitat is something that slows down biological processes. So that's very interesting to me, because when we investigate individuals who live in very cold climates, humans who live in cold climates, that frigid atmosphere doesn't seem to hold true. So possibly it's because the frigidity is on a continuous basis for the sharks, whereas the humans tend to go from frigid into a warmed, enclosed atmosphere. But there are certain parts of the makeup of sharks, as well as their environment, that could possibly be of interest to researchers as enhancers to human longevity. And when I saw this article, the thing that came to mind, a number of years ago, I was on a cruise, and the cruises generally offer education lectures and so on while you're vacationing. And I happened to sit in on a lecture from a marine biologist who was talking about the immortal jellyfish. And there is a specific jellyfish found in the Mediterranean that has the capacity to repair cells and to literally repair on a continual basis and minimize the possibility that that jellyfish will die. So there are so many different areas to investigate with regard to enhancing our longevity. Okay, now let's take a look at all of the things that we do to ourselves that suppresses longevity, that minimizes our ability to have a long and healthy life, a life where you are highly functional right up until the end. So one of the first things that comes to mind, sugar. Next thing, all of the preservatives and processing that go into our foods, and I use the word foods
loosely.
Very loosely, because when you get right down to it, where are the nutrients in those things that we consume every day? So the viewpoint that we have, to a certain extent, control over our longevity, over our good health, and it's in our hands with the decisions we make.
Well, going on that basis, if memory serves me correctly, Bill Lane wrote a book, I don't remember the exact title, but I think it was called Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer.
Right.
And this would probably shed some light as to why. Because you mentioned the shark was found to be almost 400 years old.
Almost 400 years old. And they determined that, it was a Danish study that determined that by carbon dating the lens of the shark's eye.
So that only solidified Bill Lane when he wrote this book 20 years ago and developed a line of shark cartilage that people use in cases of cancer, which over the years has proven to be, in my opinion, very effective, as long as there was compliance.
Right.
And we're back to the word compliance.
There you go.
You need compliance when you start a nutritional program. You can't start it on a Monday, stop it on Tuesday, go back to a Wednesday, and then stop it again till Saturday. It must be done on a daily basis as prescribed or recommended by Janet Cimarelli or any other licensed person that can deal with nutritional supplementation. And nutritional supplementation, in my eyes, is probably the easiest way to get started to destroy something harmful in your body. But compliance is most necessary. Without that compliance factor, you really have nothing.
Very true. And important for people to understand that there are different ways of introducing that supplement routine into your daily life that is not difficult. And that's one of the ways that I guide people into a health supporting regimen, introducing it according to their personal needs.
And that's something that you do in a, I say, step by step process. So the consumer or the client or the patient is not overwhelmed with taking the amount of supplements like I take, where my program has been developed over 20 years. It's now up over 200 a day. But again, and that's me. Most people, though, may only start with three or four or five different supplements and take it on a daily basis and make sure you comply with how you're taking it. That's very, very important. I know we're coming up on our first intermission, Janet. When we come back, we have a lot more topics to go through to help our listeners improve their overall health. So I'll turn it over to you.
And you're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we are bringing you information to support your good health. Stay tuned for more. You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAVA-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
We are back. This is Al Foreman for Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south on State Road 7 from Sample Road. Whether you're coming from the east or the west, it's still a half a mile. And you go down on the right-hand side as you're going south on State Road 7, you will now see the sign that says Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And, of course, at night, once we have the city of Margate's permission to turn the electric on, they will be lit at night as well. But right now, there is no light in the sign. It's just a nice big sign that you'll be able to visibly see from State Road 7, And if you do make the right turn and continue on 31st Way, you'll be able to see it on the other side of the building. So it's an easy facilitation way for you to get to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and get whatever you need to help you feel good and feel better. One of the major topics over the years that I've always encountered, not always encountered, but have encountered many, many times with people, is irritable bowel disease. And there are so many different avenues or channels that can cause this particular concern in people. Maybe, Janet, with all your years of experience, you can cover some of these issues in that topic.
I'd be happy to, because it's a topic that so many people who come to see me are struggling with. And it's interesting because when they tell me that they've been diagnosed with IBS or Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, whatever the diagnosis might be, and I begin working with them, one of the aspects that I talk about is supporting your upper digestive system. And they say, well, that isn't where my problem is. And I say, well, that's where your problem is beginning. So the inflammation in your upper digestive tract, so in your mouth, in your esophagus, in your stomach, that area, if the chemistry is thrown off for one reason or another, then the potential for extreme discomfort and dysfunction in your lower digestive tract is even greater. So one of the approaches that I talk about certainly would be modifying the diet and getting away from any kind of sodas, any kind of sports drinks that might be sweetened with fructose, keeping in mind that fructose doesn't enter the cell the same way that sucrose or dextrose does. And if you're using it for sports energy support, that fructose doesn't work the way that you are hoping it would work. In addition, the fructose has the potential to create inflammation not only in your upper digestive system, but through your entire digestive tract. And ultimately, over time, what you are experiencing becomes a chronic situation and you have a diagnosis. And unfortunately, all too often, there are prescriptions written for drugs that seriously interfere with normal function of your digestive system.
Well, this particular article says that ginger is spicing up the research for a cure for inflammatory bowel disease. And according to research published in Biomaterials, the ginger was delivered in the form of nanoparticles, which are very, very small particles of the ginger plant. And researchers believe ginger could offer a targeted and effective remedy for this potentially debilitating condition. Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, refers to a group of disorders in which the intestines become inflamed. The cause of the IBD is unknown, but scientists believe it could be an autoimmune condition in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks itself. And the two main forms of IBD are Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, which I know is a whole topic in itself. And I think that the mainstream medical profession may choose to diagnose a form of IBD with one of these names. And I think, as you pointed out, it all stems from the digestive system, where it starts, what you're putting into your body. And if you don't take care of what you're putting into your body, it could only lead to greater harm in the body. So the key is solving the problem when it's easy, not waiting till it becomes too severe, where it cripples you, so to speak, and you have nowhere to go except a pharmaceutical, which can only further destroy what it is you're trying to correct. because in my opinion, I'm not sure if there's any pharmaceutical that can cure, and I use the word cure, only because we can't claim anything like that in our industry. Nutraceuticals and vitamins cannot cure. What they do is they help the body like a crutch in being able to walk through any particular situation. So if you were dealing with a patient or client, Janet, that came to you and said, my doctor said I have Crohn's disease. So what would be some of the first things that you would recommend to this person?
Well, certainly Crohn's disease is a serious diagnosis, and if unattended to, can lead to unpredictable complications of a seriously threatening nature. So I mentioned just a minute or so ago about fructose and fructosamine, and understanding what happens when you're ingesting foods that are contaminated. And that's a word I will stand by, contaminated with this substance. What happens is the epithelial cells, those very hardy cells that line your entire digestive tract, are destroyed. And consequently, you would ultimately be diagnosed with something like Crohn's or IBD, IBS, and maybe the way you first manifest this dysfunction is with symptoms in the lower digestive tract, but it is an entire system of your body, your digestive system, that needs to be supported. Supported from the correct chemistry in your mouth, so you're producing the enzymes in your saliva that begin the breakdown process of your foods. You're supporting your digestive tract by minimizing the exposure to inflammatory substances that can contribute to the death and destruction of your epithelial cells, as well as create that ongoing continuous inflammation that makes life and ingesting anything very unpleasant. So you mentioned the nanoparticles in ginger. When something has progressed to a serious stage, the requirement for those nanoparticles is very high. The nanoparticles are going to have almost a curative effect. And I'm thinking that the nanoparticles are so well taken up by the body. They're so efficient at beginning the repair process. They're so efficient at reducing inflammation. And where does the cure come from? It comes from your own body. What you're doing is providing to your body all of the substances that allow the repair mechanisms to become ongoing. And it is an ongoing process to prevent damage to the cells of your digestive system, an ongoing process to enhance the function so you're able to break down and properly absorb the nutrients. So it's a very specific dance of nutrients, absorption, reducing inflammation, and ultimately the end result is relief from discomfort anywhere along your digestive tract.
Now, you did mention fructose, which is a sugar that helps destroy the body. And would you put something like sucralose or any other artificial sweetener in the same category?
Absolutely. Fructose doesn't stimulate your pancreas to release insulin. So there is an extreme burden on your liver. Sucralose, being three molecules of chlorine with one molecule of sucrose, is an extreme burden on your liver. If you overburden your liver, your digestive system is not going to work.
All right, so it doesn't make a difference whether you're drinking a diet soda or a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi-Cola. Neither one is good for you. And what you want to do is you want to get off that bandwagon as quick as you can and get on to good, clean drinking water. And there are many different forms of drinking water. I happen to like the high alkalinity water, water called Aquahydrate, myself, if I'm leaving my home. Otherwise, my water filtration system gives me the same kind of results in throughout my whole home. And it's something that people should be aware of over time, that a good water filtration system or drinking good clean water, whether it comes from a bottle or a gallon or a fountain or your house, should be used. Very, very important. Now, in the same vein of thought, Jenna, what if a person has colitis and they're experiencing bouts of diarrhea? I think the first turn they take is to the pharmacy to get something to stop the diarrhea. What do you recommend?
Okay, I have a number of different recommendations on how to overcome that situation, and certainly there are some therapeutic diet suggestions that I have that will help to overcome that diarrhea, as well as approaches with supplements that are going to normalize the chemistry in your lower digestive tract. One of the recommendations that I have is for rice water. Rice water. And so I give people a very specific recipe for making rice water and how to go about using it as a benefit to stop the diarrhea without using a pharmaceutical or an over-the-counter pharmaceutical. It's important for people to understand that they need to take a look at any medications they might be taking. Unfortunately, far too many pharmaceuticals have as a common and almost expected side effect diarrhea, loose bowels, and possibly lower abdominal cramping.
Let's leave all that negative stuff for a moment.
Okay.
Because we're coming up on a quick intermission, and I know that people want to hear more about what they can do to prevent that from happening.
Okay. And you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman. And we're covering all kinds of ground to keep you healthy. Lots of suggestions when we come back.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida. 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman. And one of the things that if you don't have time to listen to the rest of the show, but you want to find out the rest of the information, you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. All one word, and you don't have to do the dashes anymore. So, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. The Save A Lot is SAVALOT.
Very, very good. And that will give them the whole list of all the shows that we've done. So, if they missed one from 2 weeks ago, very easy to go back and enjoy it and listen again. It's especially helpful when you're dealing with crisis situations where you need more information, you didn't have the time or the ability to make notes on what you were listening to. This will enable you to go back, listen to the show again, and write down all the important info that you may have missed. So that's a service at Save A Lot that we offer by archiving all the radio shows in a very simple manner that you can go back and listen to. And if we go back to the area that we were speaking about with the condition in the body, Janet. What if you have a situation with bleeding, anemia from the blood that you've lost because of the colitis, the IBD, or the anything else having to do with your digestive system?
That's a very important point. Often, I discuss with people the pros and cons of having a colonoscopy. And I discuss with them the fact that colonoscopy involves anesthesia. It involves using some questionable chemicals to achieve colon cleansing before the procedure. And it has a risk with regard to perforation, colon perforation, and it has some risks with regard to your confidence in the cleanliness of the technology being used. So you want to weigh the risks and the benefits. If you do an occult blood stool test, and there are other tests that you can use to determine what your risk might be of developing colon cancer. So the occult blood stool test would give you information that you might not necessarily see bleeding in the stool, but this test would tell you, yes, indeed, there's microscopic bleeding taking place in your digestive tract. For that, you want to proceed and do a colonoscopy because you have very specific reason to think that something is wrong in the lower digestive tract. So, for some people who have no family risk of developing colon cancer, if their occult blood stool test is negative, if their digestive system is working very well, the risks, in my view, outweigh the benefits of doing a colonoscopy. But the occult blood stool test, very important for determining if there's bleeding. If there is bleeding, follow through with the colonoscopy.
So that's the easy way again. And we always like to deal with the easy way first rather than the more difficult way. And if someone were to use ginger on a regular basis, whether you take it in a capsule form, whether you take it in a liquid form, whether you take it in a fresh form where you may grind it up a little bit and have a little bit with each meal, it also has many other benefits in the body in addition to digestion. Those other benefits can help arthritis, migraines, and high blood pressure.
Anti-inflammatory.
Exactly right. And using a ginger supplementation or fresh ginger is most beneficial in the body. So if you see a need in our discussion that we've had today to include ginger in your regimen, I think it would be a smart idea. And there are many different companies that produce a very, very good ginger capsule, chewable, or liquid that you can use. Are there any that come to your mind that you like?
Well, there is one from Solaray that I have suggested to people for years and years if they're traveling and that they have a predisposition toward motion sickness. And Solaray has something called Ginger Trips, which is an excellent chewable. And it certainly does lend itself for supporting benefits to the digestive system as an anti-inflammatory. A number of months ago, I attended a seminar given by a researcher from Baylor, and his research included very specific turmeric extract, so curcuminoid, and his research went beyond the use of curcumin into combining the curcumin with ginger. And just recently, again, in travels, I came across a very pleasant little tea shop, and the tea shop offered a combination of ginger and turmeric tea. And so that combination is very much an anti-inflammatory approach. The tea is very pleasant tasting and aromatic. And as well as reducing inflammation in the digestive tract, it also has very specific anti-cancer benefits.
Good point. Here's a very interesting article that may isolate just to black women. But the article states, mindfulness combats depression for disadvantaged black women. Participants learn to handle daily stresses and gain more control through yoga, breathing, and body scans. Now, although this is directed toward black women, we're talking about a socioeconomic status, which is what brought this all about. It also would apply to anybody. It's not really isolated just for black women. However, it's a form of stress relief that could be a benefit to black women as well as white women or men as well. So here's a situation where if you or your partner or someone you know is facing a great deal of stress, what they're recommending here is that they do, again, yoga or breathing, and a certain amount of, I call it auto-conditioning, because that's something I learned probably, I'm trying to think back now, my age, close to 60 years ago from
an
a hypnotist.
Important lesson.
Without a doubt. But again, I'm trying to bring this up to those people that are right now feeling stressed, that may be because of their socioeconomic status have an increased risk of depressive disorders. And they really, rarely seek out antidepressants, which are definitely something that could bring harm to the body over a period of time.
For sure.
And if someone came to you in a depressive state, Janet, beside offering the natural remedy of either through yoga or breathing or meditation, are there any safe supplements that you could feel comfortable recommending to bring people out of a depressive state?
Well, I think there is nothing that compares to the efficiency of that mindfulness. And people say, well, I'm so stressed, I can't concentrate and I can't do the mindfulness. Well, the thing is, it is a lesson to be learned. And there are many different approaches to learn that approach to gaining control over your thoughts. And so one of the statements that I make to people, if they are very stressed, and moving into the realm of depression because of that overwhelming stress, I tell them that you are in control of your thoughts. Your thoughts are not in control of you. And it is not a simple sentence, but it is something that you can learn behavior that supports that statement. It's interesting because last night I was watching the beginnings of the U.S. Open tennis in New York, and there was Novak.
I remember
Djokovic.
Over the years, Labor Day is the big weekend for
him. Oh, big, big weekend.
Right.
Yes. So Novak Djokovic, he's in the first round, and he has a pretty astute opponent, and he was struggling a little bit. And here's number one tennis player, male tennis player in the world, and he's struggling at the opening round. And the commentators were very interesting because they were talking about his behavior. And I think that they kind of went down a mistaken path. But Novak Djokovic has been using Reiki as a way of correcting flow of energy to an area of his body that might not be working up to par. And certainly you need every part of your body when you're playing that kind of tennis. But in addition, he seemed to kind of put himself in a situation of mindfulness. We won't say meditative. We won't say pardon me, anything specific like that, but a mindful position. And when he arose from that break, he was, I can't say a transformed player, but a different player. So the idea that you have control over your thoughts, your emotions, your body, and you can do it from a mental perspective, but you can also do it with a supplemental perspective. So for those women dealing with overwhelming stress and depression, one of the easiest ways, green tea. Green tea will give you some theanine. You might even take a chewable theanine, a theanine lozenge dissolving slowly and enhancing your serotonin. It's relaxing and mental focus to help overcome stress and depression.
Very, very good point. I know we're coming up on a last break of the day, and I'm going to leave you with one thought that we can discuss when we come back from this short intermission. Is we live in South Florida. I've lived here since 1973. And you've been here many, many years also.
You beat me by 3 years.
And I want to just point out your feelings toward sunlight or tanning.
Okay.
And which do you prefer or which don't you prefer?
All right. Good questions. And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Al, before the break, you had some kind of change in topic.
Well, there's a lot of good changes happening, and I want to make our listeners aware that Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, you are welcome to stop by anytime you like. And I believe once my order of T-shirts come in, which I'm hoping will be the end of this week or the beginning right after Labor Day, I'm going to be offering anybody who stops by to see me at Save a Lot a free Save a Lot t-shirt.
Yay!
And I think they came out excellent. Merrill, who does the t-shirts, did a great job. And we're going to, again, offer them free for people to come down and say hello to me at the store. But we'll make our listeners aware of when that's going to take place as soon as the shipment arrives. But in the meantime, when we were on the break, Janet, we were speaking about, I asked you a question about what do you prefer? Do you prefer natural sunlight to get a tan, or do you prefer tanning in a booth to get a tan?
Okay, I have never been in a tanning booth, and I don't necessarily expect to be there. I think probably for people coming from up north for a very short vacation, and they expect to be going to the beach, a little bit of very mild tanning before they come to South Florida might be a little bit of a good idea. My personal position, because as a child I suffered so many painful episodes of sunburn here in Florida and even in the beaches up north, I'm very cautious. I probably would not, you would not find me out in direct sunlight after maybe 10:30 in the morning. If you did find me outside in the strongest sunlight part of the day, it would be for very short periods of time, maybe 10 minutes or so. I am not a fan of sunblock. And I think that sunblock changes the chemistry of your skin. So the potential for sunlight to penetrate the cells of your skin and convert to vitamin D, it isn't going to happen. So if there are people out there who are depending on exposure to sunlight to support their vitamin D levels, be very cautious about the extent of your sunlight exposure. Minimize it. Things like aloe, spraying aloe on your skin is very beneficial and has an SPF of 7. So aloe
is very low.
Very low, but how do you think you're changing the chemistry of your skin when you're using 40 and 60 SPF sunblocks? I just disagree with the whole focus, and I think you would do very well by making sure that you take your B vitamins, and specifically if you're someone with sensitive or fair skin, to make sure that you're taking the specific B vitamin, isolated B vitamin, PABA. PABA is going to protect you from the inside out, from potential damage to your skin from sunlight. So I'm not necessarily a fan of tanning beds. If, as I was away at the New Jersey seashore last week and going to the beach, I was under an umbrella. I would walk along the beach for maybe 15, 20 minutes and then sitting under an umbrella. So exposure to sunlight, certainly exposure to the sun's rays from reflection off the water and off the sand, but not out in the direct sunlight.
Well, then let me ask you this question. How do you protect children?
Okay. There are some fabulous fabrics that are sunblock fabrics. There are even umbrellas that are sunblock fabric on the umbrellas. There are hats that provide sunblock, and I strongly urge parents to consider those fabrics for shirts and for hats, and don't forget the sunglasses. Very important to protect your children's eyes as well as their skin. The other idea would be go out early in the morning till about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then go inside and back out in the afternoon after 3, 3:30 in the afternoon. That way you are avoiding the time of day that the sun's rays are the strongest.
So you're avoiding that 11 to 3 area, which seems to be the strongest intensity coming from the sun's rays. For people who do like to tan like myself, and you can see that I am tanned, I happen to enjoy the sun, but I don't lay in the sun for 4 or 5 hours. I may go in the sun for a half hour, 45 minutes, and then I'm done. So here, again, you have to use moderation. If you're trying to make a tan on your body, I think you have to do it slowly. And you have to do it, as Jana pointed out, maybe 10 minutes the first day, 11 minutes the next day, or give it a couple of days in between until you reach a point where you're able to sit in the sun maybe for 30 or 40 minutes. And then if you do it several times a week, as long as you're comfortable and you don't burn, I think that's the key point, is you don't want to burn.
The difference between your skin and my skin.
Yeah, I would think if you sat in the sun like I do, you would be red.
I would be red, not tan.
Right.
And the top layer of skin would peel off.
So everything, again, is done in moderation. And for people that go into the ocean or into their pool, is there a different variation that you would recommend for those people, or would you recommend the same thing?
Pretty much the same thing, because when you're in the water, the potential for greater intensity from the sun rays is there.
All right, now, I've often read and heard from different sources of guests that we've had on the show talking about sunlight that doses of vitamin C taken before you go into the sun can help prevent getting a bad sunburn.
So the sunburn essentially is free radical damage. So the vitamin C is a very efficient way of minimizing that free radical damage. And that was something that I was thinking when you were talking about you like to be tan, you like to spend a little bit of time in the sun. You are most likely very well protected because of the extent of your supplement program and the specific antioxidant nutrients that are part of that program.
Which is so true, because 3 weeks out of the month, when I visit Dr. Slavin's office, I get an intravenous treatment of vitamin C.
Fabulous.
And the vitamin C that is entering into my body is done over a period of several hours, and it contains 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Which to some people who just heard that, they're probably falling off their chair. But intravenous vitamin C works in the body a little bit different than trying to take a 1,000-milligram capsule, 100 of them, which is not the same thing as getting intravenous vitamin C. So my word of caution would be is do it slowly. Don't try and get it all done in one day. And I think the normal dose recommendation, what would that be in your eyes, Janet, if someone were going into the sun? What would be a normal dose of vitamin C?
Well, the FDA would tell us 60 milligrams
right.
of vitamin C is sufficient for our needs. But my suggestion is if you expect, let's say you're out boating, you're on the ocean, you're exposed to the sun as well as the reflections off the water, you probably should begin to build up your tolerance to the vitamin C. And my suggestion would be you could consider a food source vitamin C, certainly consider a vitamin C that has quercetin or other bioflavonoids. That's so important for how well your body is able to utilize the vitamin C. And so you might start with 500 milligrams twice a day for a few days and then increase it to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And then before you're going out to the beach or out in a boat, you might be taking 2,500 milligrams in the morning, 2,500 milligrams in the evening.
That's very good advice. And if you don't like taking capsules or tablets, you can always use powder.
That's what I do. I put it in my water, and so easy to get the supported higher dose of vitamin C.
Well, I want to thank you for all the great information that you shared with our listeners today. I'm sure they appreciate it. And we will look forward to doing this again tomorrow with some brand new topics, brand new information, and giving people the opportunity to learn more about how they can live a long, healthy life using the proper ingredients. Janet, have a wonderful day.
And you do the same. My pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.